Welcome home, neighbors. This is Lauren from California, owner at Copper Creek, and you're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 120 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVCResaleMarket.com. If you're looking to buy a contract, or God forbid, even sell a contract, head on over to DVCResaleMarket.com. They are the world's leader in DVC resales. Every single member of their sales team is a former DVC direct guide. And what that means for you is you can get that Disney-level experience without having to pay the Disney price tag. DVCResaleMarket.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. We got a really interesting episode today because this is the youngest DVC member that I have spoken with. Jake bought into DVC right out of high school, right when he turned 18 years old. If you're like me, you're thinking, what? An 18-year-old DVC owner? Huh? Well, in today's interview, I get the opportunity to ask those questions that you're thinking. So stay tuned and let's get this episode started. I'd like to welcome to the show today, Jake Anthony. Jake, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Chad, how are you?
I cannot complain. I'm having a great night talking Disney, and it's what I enjoy doing. Jake, how long have you been a member, and where's your home resort?
I have been a member since 2016, and my two homes are Saratoga Springs and Animal Kingdom Villas, and I used to be an owner over at Hilton Head, but now I'm just with the Walt Disney World properties.
Oh, really? Now, that's interesting. What led you to buy Hilton Head and then sell it?
Hilton Head was at the beginning of my DVC career. I only had it for about 6 months until I realized that the dues were astronomically high. So that I don't even consider it a purchase just because I got it and got rid of it. So my first real DVC was a Saratoga Springs contract, and I got that one back in 2016 through the DVC resale market.
Awesome. And do you remember who you worked with there?
Yes, I worked with Christina Nugent and I worked with Derek.
Yeah, Christina handles all the back end deals. So sounds like Derek was your salesperson. And then once he aligned up the deal, he hands it over to Christina. And then she works her magic and gets all the paperwork and get it through the assembly line and off to Disney and make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And huge shout out to Christina and to Derek Rocks. But we just don't give enough love to Christina because she's behind the scenes taking care of everybody. So before you bought into DVC, how did you end up doing Disney?
So I got DVC at a very young age. I was 18.
Okay, there's a story here.
So before I was 18, before I hit that benchmark, we used to do Disney all the time, going quarterly. And obviously, I would go with my mom and she would cover it, just go through DRC, book the resorts. I actually had the chance to stay at every Disney resort, both deluxe, modern, and value, before I hit that benchmark of getting DVC. So that's pretty much how we did Disney. I would always have a Florida resident or annual pass holder discount. So those helped offset the rack rates a little bit. But it wasn't until I was 18 years old when I got my first DVC stay. I rented points over at Bay Lake Tower in a deluxe studio Lakeview room. And I remember sitting outside of that Lakeview room being, man, how can I guarantee this every single time I come here? I love this. You don't even get a bill at the end of your trip. It's incredible. So after that stay at Bay Lake Tower, I went back and looked up DVC to buy direct. And obviously at 18 years old, direct was not really a financial option for me. It was a little bit unaffordable. So I was like, man, what can we do to try to get this a little bit cheaper? So I did more research and finally found the resale market and found a really good Hilton Head contract. So I got that Hilton Head contract at a really low rate, $49 a point. And I was like, oh, it's a deal. It's a done deal. I got my points and we were on our way. Little did I know a couple months into it that the dues were astronomically higher than every other resort. So after that, and doing a little bit of the math, I'm an accounting major, so I had to do a little bit of the math. And I found out that I could go ahead and sell that contract and get a Saratoga Springs contract through the DVC resale market. And in the future, 10 years, 20 years down the line, it would actually come out cheaper than Hilton Head, even though the purchase price is a little bit higher. So at 18, September of 2016, I became a DVC member at Saratoga Springs with 150 points. And I really haven't looked back since.
Yeah, no kidding. Because from what I understand, the ideal buyer for a Hilton Head contract is somebody that wants to use those points and get the 11-month advantage to try to fight for a room at Hilton Head during the peak summer months, because the resort is really hard to get into in the summer.
Exactly. I was just a little unexperienced in that. When I saw the price tag, I was like, oh, perfect, $49 a point. Let's do it. And I ended up being wrong. So rookie mistake, you live and learn.
Yeah, but the good news is, did you end up selling it for about what you paid for it?
I actually sold it at 64. So made a little bit of profit there. Not unintentional, but it ended up just going that way.
Yeah, that's awesome, because you were able to cover the commission, the closing costs, and walk out of that unscathed, which wouldn't happen with a direct purchase that soon getting in and out. Resale really did you right there.
Yeah, we were able to break even, and a rookie mistake, I was able to salvage it a little bit.
Awesome. Okay. So you ended up picking Saratoga then, I'm assuming because it's one of the more economical resorts to own?
Yeah. So I went ahead and priced it out between purchase price and annual dues. I did a little math equation, and it ended up being the most economical, and I would be able to get that 11-month priority at Saratoga, because even in October, November, December, it could be still hard at the 7-month window to get a room there. So it was a win for me and a great starter contract for me.
Yeah, that's true. If you want Saratoga during Food and Wine and you want a studio, it could be a little bit of a push at 7 months to get those. Okay. So it sounds like add-on-itis hit then, with a true add-on-itis, not just I want to switch my home resorts, which, believe it or not, I hear of goes on an awful lot, but you're the first person that I've talked to that's just said, hey, look, we flipped a contract because we wanted a better 11-month window and we wanted cheaper dues. So anyways, yeah. Tell me about add-on-itis kicking in.
So add-on-itis kicked in very recently. I was able to get on a 130-point contract over at Animal Kingdom Villas with a August use year. I'm a September use year at Saratoga. So I was able to be pretty much close to my other use year. Got a pretty good deal on that. And the reason why I got Animal Kingdom was because growing up as a kid, I always remember going to Animal Kingdom and looking at the animals, eating at Chico, eating at Boma. So I was like, this has to be a place that I want to own at, and the purchase price is not too bad. And the annual dues are actually in the median, I would say, compared to all the other resorts. So it was still a very good value for my points.
Yeah, it used to be on the high side of Walt Disney World, and now it's looking like middle of the pack. But to me, on 130 points, even if it's $2 more, it's $260 a year. You could make that up really quick if you start getting access to those value rooms there.
Yeah, so that's another reason why I bought, was because you get access to those Kilimanjaro club rooms and those value rooms. So that's a huge advantage compared to some of the other resorts.
Yeah, that definitely is. And it's a dogfight to get those rooms in 11 months, but at least you can do it, okay? And at least you can sneak in if you don't get it at the 11-month mark and somebody cancels before the 7-month window hits. You can still come in and get it.
Yeah, you could still set up that wait list, and you have that 2057 expiration. That's also a nice thing to consider when looking at AK Villas.
Yeah, we bought an Animal Kingdom contract and flipped it and made a little bit of money on the deal, but my wife just kicks me. She's just, we should have never sold that. We should have never sold that. And I'm like, yeah, it is your favorite resort, honey. I get that. And I wouldn't have minded the value rooms in the club level, but it is what it is now. Okay, then. So Saratoga, Animal Kingdom, any other add-on-itis symptoms, or are we still coming off the last contract that you just bought? So you good for now?
I'm good for now. I hope to get a Grand Floridian contract in a couple of years, but right now I was looking at contracts the other day, actually. I'm like, oh, there's a good one. But sometimes you just got to put on the brakes.
I'm telling you, you get DVC Resale Markets app, and it is game over. That thing is like addictive, because you're just going to get alerts and go, oh, this is a killer deal. Next thing you're buying a contract. So trust me, I know how that goes. Hi, my name is Chad. Okay, then. Jake, let's hit some of our rapid fire questions then.
Let's do it.
Do you wear ears or rock a t-shirt?
I rock the t-shirt.
Mickey Pretzel or Churro?
Oh, Mickey Pretzel with that amazing plastic cheese.
Everybody loves the plastic cheese. Mickey Bar or Dole Whip?
Mickey Bar.
Oh, you're killing me, but that's okay. Yeah. Favorite attraction?
Haunted Mansion all the way.
Favorite land?
I'm going to have to go with Tomorrowland.
Favorite park? I'm seeing a pattern here.
Magic Kingdom. Can't go wrong.
For the trifecta. Favorite place to have a drink or a dessert?
You cannot beat that Top of the World Lounge with that 7-layer chocolate cake. Amazing.
Oh my gosh, that cake is just to die for. Do you normally do the meal plan, pay as I go, or tables in Wonderland?
So it depends. We used to do the meal plan a lot. Then we switched once Disney started rolling out those AP dining discounts, especially when you get up to 20%. But now we're actually looking into getting tables in Wonderland. As I priced it out, and it seems like a really good deal.
It does, especially if you're going quarterly.
And we drive, so we're able to get that free valet.
That comes in and really kicks in as well. And I know some people milk that a little bit by coming in and just going up to the restaurant and getting a drink from the bar and using valet and then popping over to a park or something along those lines. But that's a really good thing. And I hope that comes back post-COVID. Where all have you stayed on points so far?
I have actually had the chance to stay at all the Walt Disney World properties plus Vero Beach. I'm still missing Hilton Head. And I'm still missing Aulani and the Grand Cow over on the Pacific.
Those are a little bit more of a commute as well. Do you come close to Vero on your drive up there, or is it somewhat on the way?
So not really, because we're a little more inland. So to get to Vero, you got to go on the coast. It's still 2.5 hours, so not a huge difference from our 3.5 hour drive to Walt Disney World. But it's nice for a weekend getaway.
Vero is still on my bucket list. Speaking of that, what all is on your DVC bucket list?
My DVC bucket list is Grand Cow 100% because California Adventure is one of my favorite parks. So that's one. And then 100% Aulani, like everybody else, getting maybe a one bedroom over at Aulani for a couple of days.
Yeah. Aulani's still on my bucket list as well. I'm hoping to do a June 2021 listener meetup, but we're within 2 months of the 7-month window and it's not looking like that thing's going to happen. And we've got probably 20 families or more that signed up for that trip. So another time. Yep. Now, Jake, it sounds like you grew up as a Floridian and you went to Disney quite often. What are some of your favorite family memories of Disney?
So some of my favorite family memories are the little things. I'm a big believer that the little things go a long way. Definitely my first time watching Happily Ever After. That was definitely a moment I'll never forget. I was watching it from Ohana, actually. And that's my favorite place to watch the fireworks. So that has to be one of my number ones. My second favorite family memory has to be our first Disney After Hours. That's when we went with two of my cousins who have never been to Disney World. So showing them the Disney way, but through Disney After Hours as it was empty was just like the coolest thing. They thought they were like VIPs all over the place. And probably my third Disney memory has to be that first DVC stay with my mom on my points. And that was just a feeling like no other, because that was like the welcome home stay. You only get one welcome home stay and that was it. So you never forget that one.
Awesome. And where did you stay on your first visit on points?
On points, my first visit was at Kidani Village. So that one definitely has a special place in my heart.
Do you have any Disney stories that will make us laugh or cry?
I definitely have a story that will make you laugh. So very recently, my mom and I were staying at Old Key West. And we had checked in really early to the resort. The pool wasn't open yet. So we were like, oh, what are we going to do? So we saw a sign to rent the Surrey bike. And we went to go check it out. And they were like, unfortunately, all the two persons are sold out. So we're like, oh, man. So I was like, all right, let's try to get some breakfast or something. And my mom was like, nope, we're going to do it. Sign us up for a 4-person Surrey bike when we're only two people. I was like, oh, no, this is not going to end
well. Oh, man.
So we booked it. Mom always governs. So we booked it. And after the first couple of steps, we started running into the bleachers. We barely made it on the hill to the main road. So we started going on the main road. We got stopped by some people. They're like, hey, can you take it on the sidewalk? I'm like, that's going to take 30 minutes for us to get on the sidewalk, but we'll try. So we got on the sidewalk. People were looking at us like we were crazy because we were going about 3 miles per hour. We managed to make a full grand circle tour around Old Key West, and that has to be the biggest cardio workout I have ever gotten in my entire life, was that 4-person Surrey bike for two people.
Those Surrey bikes are no joke. I regularly go to a spin studio during non-COVID times, and I have friends there that are like top performers because you can see everybody's stats there, and they talk about those Surrey bikes are no joke, okay? And these are people that do this like 2-3 times a week. I have good wishes for everybody who tries to do that, especially over at Boardwalk. You don't think those hills around Crescent Lake are all that? Trust me.
They are. Trust. Yeah. Those hills at Old Key West, they got a couple at Old Key West, and those are no joke when you're going up and down the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's almost like you deserve a marathon medal for doing a complete loop on a Surrey bike.
Oh, they should have given me a Run Disney medal. I would have hung it up.
Yeah, so mental note to the Surrey bike people, start handing out medals for people that do the complete loop, because that thing is no joke. Let's move on to our Tinkerbell question here, Jake. If Tinkerbell were to put 2,000 one-time use points into your account that you could book anything in the DVC system with guaranteed availability, what would you book?
I would definitely book a 3-bedroom over at the Grand Floridian for a couple of nights and do a split stay with Beach Club. Now, Beach Club doesn't have 3-bedroom grand villas, so we would get a 2-bedroom and join it with a studio and do that for a couple of nights, and that would be the most epic split stay ever with those two resorts, because you can't even get into those resorts usually unless you own there.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe the 3-bedroom at Grand Flow at 7 months, you might be able to easily sneak into, and then the 2-bedroom at Beach Club, depending on when you go. We go in summer and it's usually there at 7 months, but not at 2 minutes after 7 months. Okay. So I think that would be a great use of Tinkerbell's points.
That would be.
Jake, I'm still like wrapping my head around this 18-year-old buying into DVC story. Okay. Because I look at this and I go, when I was 18, I was worried about getting a car, paying for college, having money. Don't get me wrong. I worked and saved up enough money that I probably could have bought an Old Key West contract for cash at the time because, yeah, like I had saved the money, but I don't know that I would have had the insight to do that, but I wasn't going to Disney all of those years. And I know the listeners have to be sitting here thinking that this as well. Chad, you got to ask the story. Like, how did you come up with the finances? What's the backstory here on buying DVC at 18?
All right, so let me give you the backstory. I grew up going to Walt Disney World quarterly ever since I was 1 year old, living in South Florida. We used to go all the time, and we stayed at all the resorts, hit up all the deluxe resorts, all the values, all the moderates. And then as I got older into my teen years, I started to want to go more, and I started to want to stay at the deluxes more. And at that time, I had a job already, so looking through DRC at the deluxe resorts, it was just unaffordable for me at that age. Contemporary, Animal Kingdom, you name it, it was just out of my budget. So finally, I started looking into DVC at around the age of 15, 16 years old. And looking at Direct, I was like, oh, Direct's unattainable still. That's just a lot of money. I'm not going to be able to get a loan at that age, even though you could with Mornera. I just didn't want to get a loan at that age. It wasn't until I was around 17 that I decided to rent points. So I went ahead and rented points just to give it a go over at Bay Lake Tower for a week in July. And I just absolutely fell in love with DVC. The first thing I fell in love with was the price tag, because once you price it out with points times money, it still comes out a lot cheaper paying through DRC. So that off the bat, I was already in a good mental state. I was like, oh, I'm getting a deal at the Contemporary. So we did that. And I remember walking into that studio and I was like, man, this really feels like home. Even though it was just a studio, you got the microwave, you got the little pantry. So it just automatically felt like home. And I was like, man, is there any way that I can just guarantee this for the rest of my life? This is awesome. I want this forever. I remember sitting outside of my balcony and looking at Happily Ever After. And I was sitting there and I was like, man, if I could just have this moment guaranteed for as long as I can of having a place to call home, then it would be great. So I came back from that trip and I remember talking with my mom. I was like, man, let's look into DVC. At that point I had already done my research and I had looked at the resale options. I was like, maybe we could try to swing resale. So my mom told me, if you get a college scholarship, I will meet you halfway as a graduation gift.
So Jake, let me understand this correct. So mom meets you halfway in paying for this. You pay for half, mom pays for half, but mom ultimately signs up for this deal as well because she's paying for half. A little bit more about that.
So my mom is actually a real estate attorney here in South Florida. So she has obviously a lot of real estate intel on purchase price and interest and loans and all that good stuff. So that was a prerequisite for us. No loans, no interest. We either buy it in cash and own it free and clear, or we don't get it at all. So that's how I knew when I got the green light from her that it was a real green light, not just here, take the candy bar and run with it. It was actually a good decision that I made, and I felt comfortable with it as an investment, as my money going into it, her money going into it, both of us on title, and both of us being 100% on board. I think that's what made the process a lot easier when both people are 100% on board and this is what we want to spend. You have your prerequisites in place, no interest, and it makes it comfortable as a buyer, as opposed to two people saying, oh, maybe one person saying yes, one person saying no. And
well, you've got the fact of mom's expertise here as well, is that she looks at real estate transactions all day, every day. And that just takes Disney to another level. I mean, those of us that have been around DVC for a long time realize that this is a different animal from all the other timeshares that are out there. But that kind of gives mom's stamp of approval on this somewhat professionally, at least vicariously, with the fact that she would sign up for this deal with her own son. So I think that's another amazing element of this story.
Yeah, she actually has a, before DVC, a no timeshare policy. Because like I said before, 9 out of 10 timeshares usually aren't the best deal. So she was team no timeshares. But then we looked into DVC, we looked into the value, we looked into how much we could save and its resellability. So that's why we bought that. And that's probably why she won't let me buy at Riviera, because of the resale restrictions. I wanted to, but I got red-lighted for that one.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one. I have my own reservations there as well, because we just don't know what's going to happen to the resale market with those restrictions. It is performing much better than I anticipated with the people that have bought in and had to get out within a year. So that's at least working out for it at this time. We don't know what the long-term effect of that is when 8 years from now and 50% of these owners are hitting the resale market. What's it going to do to the value of that contract at that point in time when the market's flooded with them and people are looking at this going, it's the only place I can stay, we're opposed to picking up a Copper Creek or a Poly going, I still have 30 some odd years left on this contract.
So that's what happens. August of my senior year, I got my first scholarship offer for a nearby school, and I got a 95% scholarship plus living at home. So I wasn't incurring that additional expense on my mom. But she said, you did it, I'll meet you halfway. And I had already had a high school job. So I had the funds to be able to meet her halfway, to not have to get out a loan or anything and pay interest on it. So we were able to buy our first DVC resale contract in cash. And Derek over at DVC Resale was able to get us a really good deal on a 150-point contract over at Saratoga Springs. And that's where it all started. And I took my first trip, like I said, at Kidani Village. And it was just the best life decision I have ever made for myself, was getting that DVC contract. And I have absolutely no regrets whatsoever.
Wow, that's incredible. I think myself and a bunch of other people might even end up playing this story back for our kids. I just look at this as a parent and go, it's amazing that your mom had the insight to come back in and say, hey, look, if you'll go get a scholarship and take that off the table so you can guarantee your education, that's going to free up some cash from me and I'll get you what you want as a really good reward. And it's like mom had the wisdom to come back in and make sure you got an education. You could live at home and get the education and cash flow the 5%. And then end up using some savings to get some Disney money as well. I just look at that and I go, that's just brilliant, Jake. And you're talking to a guy who used to teach finance for 10 years and personal financial planning. So kudos to your mom. I look at this as a parent and go, my biggest shout out here, A, to Christina earlier on in the show, but B, to your mom for guiding you and setting this up. That's an amazing story.
Yep, it really is. And it's just, Walt said it himself, if you can dream it, you can do it. And I both, obviously both components, my mom and myself, had to be in 100% agreeance. And when you think about it, 18-year-old DVC headline, it looks terrible from any financial standpoint. Any financial advisor like yourself would be like, no, red flag. But when you really dive into the story that I have to tell a million times to people, you really see how we were able to work it out.
Yeah, I mean, at first you go red flag, but then you go, wait a minute now. this kid learned to work and save and the value of money in high school, saved money to be able to pay for half of a DVC contract in cash, no financing. So I'm like, okay, you checked a whole bunch of wise financial decision boxes there. The work ethic, everything, you've got college planned for, you got a way to pay for your school, check there. I look at it and I go, dude, why not? Like, more power to you is what I would look at, is just a financial coach on this. And as a DVC member, I'm like all over it. Okay. You're like talking both my languages here. So well played to you and your mom, Jake. Well played.
Yeah. And a great way to get it started early. That way I don't got to worry about it later. All I got to worry about now is I'm still in college. Once I get out of college, I'm able to just worry about the dues and not have to deal with the purchase price or financing or any of that stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. And you're not bogged down with student loans and or DVC loans or any of that stuff. And you're able to come back in and really get a good head start. So, Jake, going through this experience, do you have any advice for any other 18-year-olds or parents that are listening to this?
Yes, I would say the biggest advice is don't think of Disney Vacation Club as a timeshare. Coming from someone who has family who has had timeshares like Holiday Inn that have very little value now, and most timeshares do not work out for people, don't look at DVC like that. You don't have to go like a certain week. You could play around with it throughout the year. You just get the points, and it does not lose its value. It actually holds its value. My Hilton Head story actually increased in value in that story from $49 a point to $64. So don't look at it as a timeshare. And my second advice is buy where you want to stay. And what I mean by like where you want to stay in terms of Walt Disney World and Disneyland, not in terms of the hotels or anything. If you want to stay at Disney World, buy at Disney World. Don't do what I did and buy at Hilton Head and think you're going to be able to get a Animal Kingdom Value Studio at 7 months in October, because it's not going to happen. So buy where you want to stay. And my third and final tip is just enjoy it while you're there. Take it slow. Don't rope drop to fireworks, because for that, you defeat the purpose of DVC if you're doing rope drop to fireworks 7 days out of your 7 day vacation. Take some time, especially at resorts like Animal Kingdom, Grand Flow. Take the time to look up, look down, hang out at the pool, take a walk, go for a run, eat at some of the amazing restaurants that they have, and just don't be on an agenda the whole time.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Solid advice, Jake. Very solid advice. Along those lines, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And Jake, if people would like to connect with you after this episode or ask more questions, how can they follow up with you?
So they can reach out to me through Instagram at ghosthostjake or through my travel agency email at jakerivero@ghosthosttravel.com. I book all Disney vacations, all Norwegian vacations, Carnival, pretty much any cruise line, and obviously Disney, Universal, Alani Cruise Line, and all that good stuff. And you can also reach me with Jake Anthony. That's my Facebook handle, and I'm in my DVC Points community Facebook group. So if you just search me up under members, I should be the only Jake Anthony there, and I'd love to connect with people. Add me as a friend. We can talk Disney.
Awesome. And I'll definitely have all of your contact info in the show notes for this. If you're listening to this on a podcatcher, you can go over to the app, find the show notes. All of that contact will be right there. Or just look at the episode number and go mydvcpoints.com/the episode number. The 3-digit episode number will bring you to the show and the show notes and everything there. So thanks so much for being on the show today, Jake. Well, that puts another episode in the books. I'd like to thank DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for sponsoring Season 4 of the My DVC Points podcast. If you've been enjoying the show and we've been a blessing to your family, consider buying our team a Dole Whip. You can do that over at patreon.com/mydvcpoints and join our VIP Producers Club. Our Producers Club loves the message that we share, and they love helping other members get this content. I honestly can't say that there's any hidden content, because part of what makes us an awesome community is we're a bunch of givers. And so our VIP Producers Club has kind of taken the opinion that we're going to help create content, and any exclusive content that we do, the vast majority of it we're giving away to the DVC members for absolutely free. All to help out the member community so that you can make an informed and educated decision for your family. Hopefully you found something in today's show that'll help you go out there and plan something magical for your family.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.